Andrew Schwartz, Washougal, how'd today go?
Pretty good. I always have good success here, so the track's always good for me. And yeah, 4-3 for third overall. It's good to see that the ship's going in the right direction now. Still wasn't great, but it was better than the last few weeks.
How much did Moser have to play into your podium today?
Quite a bit. You know, all the Pellegrino he bought, the candy for Larry, the sweet George that you have.
All right, that's enough. Hey, you can do your thing later. Looked like you kind of rode by yourself today a little bit, huh?
Yeah, that was the problem. Yeah. Second moto, it's like once I lost touch with Alessi, it was hard to focus on anything but the pit board. And when you don't have that carrot to chase, it's difficult. So I feel like it was good, but at the same time, it could have been better. And my first moto ride, I think, was really good because Jake was in front of me and I was pushing the whole time. And I felt like that was better than the second moto when I was in no man's land.
What do you
Looked like you were catching Jake there towards the end of the first moto. I mean, you were chasing him, but I mean, you were catching him, right?
He wasn't really catching him, a little bit.
You were catching him.
Hey, what about this track? You like it? A lot of guys I talked to today, not a fan of this place, but like you said, you've done well. So what do you think of this track?
Yeah, I always really like it. It's good. And for me anyways, went on the lights bike. I've been on the podium a bunch on the big bike. So it's cool for me. I think it's a lot of traction control, and you kind of point and shoot in areas because it is slippery. And I think that suits my style. When it's a little faster and you have to trust the front more, that's when it gets difficult for me. It's, you know, it's not quite, I'm not comfortable with that. So I am comfortable with the slippery conditions here, and I always enjoy it.
What about Brooke saying you're overtraining?
I don't think I was necessarily overtraining, but I was overlooking some issues. I just got stubborn with Kenny down there in Texas. It was fun to have somebody that I could ride and train with and go crazy with, you know. And when you're doing it, you're thinking, yeah, the more I ride, the better I'm going to get, and I'm going to keep making improvements. But I wasn't showing up on Saturday and with, you know, my best potential, and they don't give points on Wednesday. So it was just a dumb trap that I fell into, and I'm not 18 like Kenny, and I don't recover as quick as him. So it was, I think that's what he's saying when he says that, you know, I dug myself into a little bit of hole, and when those hot races, that, you know, when you race them, it really exposes you.
And your little German friend's gone now, or he's leaving, and you're gonna miss him?
Yeah, no, I think he's coming back, but you know, I want to help that kid as much as I can. And you know, first we're buddies and friends. Second, if I can help him, I want to. But he's so much faster. You know, he has way more talent than I do, and speed and everything. Like, he's the German sensation.
He's just some way better rider.
It pisses me off, you know? So, you know, it's cool to have somebody like that. But at the, you know, I want to help him as much as I can. So, but, yeah, a little break. It'll be good to hang out with the family and the kids and without a bunch of people around.
And not have two guys in their underwear 24/7.
Yeah, no, that's part of the fun. It's been great to have those guys down there. We've always been buddies, you know, from KTM days last year. And he's a cool kid to hang out with, and I love hanging out with him. So, but yeah, that's about it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.